You know, going to a job interview, a lot of times they're going to ask you about your strengths and your weaknesses. But other than that instance, when was the last time you asked yourself what your strengths are instead of focusing on your shortcomings? And there are plenty of things we could want to improve about ourselves, and that's okay. It is good to move onward and upward as long as you aren't berating yourself for not being everything yet. But what are you good at already? What is a strength of yours? Knowing that can help you recognize when you're utilizing it and find ways to use it more often, use it better. Some people are good at organizing things. I'm not one of those people. Some are really good at listening. Some are good at cooking as a way of showing that they care. And I want you to ask yourself what your strengths are and be proud of those. Find ways to implement those strengths. So, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
What are three strengths of yours?
Well, three strengths?
Three.
Well, I know one of them is multitasking.
Yeah?
I can multitask
true.
Pretty
you
good.
You take notes while we're... You do. You yeah. do. Y'all can't see. He's got three computer screens in front of him. He's got mm-hmm. our five... Is it four or five phone lines mm-hmm. that you answer? Mm-hmm. You've got... There are channels that you have to pull up pots to play music, pull it down when you're coming out of something. He is constantly multitasking behind the scenes. That is a good one. You are a good multitasker. What's something else you're good at,
Kevin?
I'm
always good at being on time.
You are good at being on time. I wouldn't know. I'm not here when you show up.
And my wife says I'm a really good cleaner. She loves the way I clean. I clean house a lot.
That is a good thing. And I know that mm-hmm. when you do spend the weekend cleaning, you'll say you worked out in the yard, mm-hmm. picked up some stuff or worked around the house, like you've been out cleaning out the garage. I know you feel good about that.
I do feel good
about
it.
It's good. It feels good to do things that you're good at. Oh, you're smiling right now. Look at you. You're proud of yourself.
I am.
I had to think of this too. Yeah. I was like, okay.
What you got? Three of them.
So, I know that I can do anything I have to do.
Gotcha.
I can power through and get something done. Even
That's
if
true.
I didn't sleep the night before, if I got a mm-hmm. full day ahead of me, I know that I can do it. I know that if I haven't exercised and moved my body at all in 2 months, if somebody needs me to go on a mile walk with them to talk, I know I can do it.
Yep.
It's just something like you just do it. You just make it happen. When we have a million things going on behind the scenes, and I always feel like it's coming up on the last minute and I will never get this done. I always get it done somehow. another one is I know I'm empathetic. And sometimes that's the benefit of being through a lot of rough times in your life is that you understand somebody who thinks nobody can understand what mm-hmm. they're going through. That turns out to be a positive in some instances because when people feel alone and they're going through something, if you can really understand, that really means something. And apparently I'm good with kids.
Oh, you're good with kids. You are. You're very good with kids.
I used to get in my head about it. Yeah. I would get so nervous about being, especially, you know, doing Cub Scouts now and being in charge of other people's kids and feeling like, oh, no, am I going to be mm-hmm. able to entertain them? Are we going to be able to do this? Every time I come home from Cub Scouts, I'm like, you know what? That went really well. I don't
She's a great mom. Let me tell you, you're a great mom.
And so I want y'all to think. I want you to really think about it. Come up with three strengths of yours because you do have them. There is nobody else like you. I want you to come up with three good ones for you. And by the way, if you do go to a job interview and they ask you what your weakness is, always say kryptonite.